This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Dave from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Yeah.
believe me, he's waited all my life. His shadow's always looming over me. The cord around your neck, that's the reason you're so blue. But it's the cord around your heart that leaves a subtle clue. Why the zombie that's escaped, the way you roll the dice. The painting simple strokes and metal like a block of ice. And in the heat of the desert, you sing your final tune. As the monsters grow around you in an evil, deadly gloom. The screams on down forever as the reaper cuts the bond. And the seven sins surround you to create one mighty wrong.
Velkommen, Kreuzo, Grimeid. Welcome to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one Ska Radio show. Coming at you live from Melbourne town to the world. Yes, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being part of Beefy Ska Cult. What a show we have got lined up for you. I'm just going to pre-tease that because this is going to be absolutely phenomenal. We kicked this week's show off with Andrew Gruiri Band up there from Burjima in the Northern Territory in, I was going to say Northeast Arnhem Land, which it is. Now, the Andrew Gruiri Band is a high-energy eight-piece funk band who have honed their chops on the beach at Burjima and in the dirt of Yirrkala, a remote Northern Territory community in Northeast Arnhem Land. Now, didn't quite realise this. Led by Andrew Gruiri, a shy but extravagant, blind, guitar-wielding Yolngu elder with a passion to make people dance while sharing his culture, they write real funk jams in their native tongue, Yolngu Matha. Now, the album Sing Your Own Song came out last year. Okay. I'm going to start again. Ya Jam Arkuli is the name of that one. Great tune. Great tune. I do like it. I like that kind of blend of South African beats as well that he's brought into it. So very, very good. These guys have played at the South by Southwest Showcase in Sydney, played the Clanestry Festival in Brisbane. They won the APRA AMCOS Professional Development Award. Big things to come. So I'm keeping my eyes on the Andrew Gruiri Band because I do like that a lot. What else do we hear? Kamikaze Thundercats. I think those guys are out of Byron Bay. Their debut single from 2009, Can't Sleep. I'm not sure how long Kamikaze Thundercats lasted. They did play Ska Nation in 2012, so I think they probably went until about 2014. Did get featured on Triple J a little bit as well in the early 2010s. Check out their debut EP, Birthday Cake. Great stuff from the Kamikaze Thundercats. I've not played them enough, really, but we can't squeeze everybody in, can we? That's life. Great to hear from Kamikaze Thundercats. All right, you are tuned to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. We're going to be flying through some absolutely awesome ska tunes from absolutely anywhere and everywhere. There's going to be a load of new releases, some old school classics, and I'm looking forward to this. You should too. All I can say is put on your dancing shoes, get ready to skank, because this is General Pants and the Privates. Yep, General Pants and the Privates, 2014. Live Your Lives and Drink Your Beers EP got released. They are from Sydney. Going to go with essentially the title track, but this is Little Lives, Little Days. General Pants and the Privates, you are tuned to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy.
Swarms of hungry little plants, watch them breed. dipping into my cup. Are you sharp and ready?
Corella out of Auckland, New Zealand. They put out an album, when was that released? 2023, called Road from 26. Track one is called Whiskey. I am committed to bringing you New Zealand ska and reggae and funk, apparently. I like that tune. Whiskey is not a bad tune at all. It really kind of gets in amongst everything. We have... did we play Cat Empire last week with a brand new album? I think we did, didn't we? I've been playing Cherry Popping Daddies, just played General Pants and the Privates. I've gone a bit funky in my old age, and I am getting old, that is for sure. So, Corella from Auckland, New Zealand, the number one track from their 2023 album, Road from 26. They've been really, really busy in terms of their releases, but I have some news for you, and I'm just trying to look this up because I did see, yes, May 30th, Corella are coming to the Northcote Social Club in Melbourne, and June 8th at the Crowbar in the Valley up there in Brisbane. So if you do like New Zealand reggae, ska, funk, then you can catch Corella. What month are we in now? We're still in March, just. So, not that far away. So, if you're a Kiwi and you love that stuff, then go and support your country folk. Like I said, we did play General Pants and the Privates out of Sydney. Live Your Lives and Drink Your Beers EP came out in 2014. Track number one, Little Lives, Little Days. I was just checking my records and my USBs and stuff. I have never, ever played General Pants and the Privates. So, Scar Nation Radio with Beefy debut for the General Pants and the Privates crew that I don't think are still together. Shame, really, because that's a great little tune. What a voice, by the way. How good is that voice? We're never short of quality female voices in the ska scene worldwide. There is so many really genuinely good female voices. Let's get on with the show, Beef. You're wasting time, man. The request team are in full effect again, and I have to thank the whole crew. John Irving, Mark Hardio, Millwall Paul, and a lovely Jen. We're going to be hearing from all four of them in tonight's show. We're going to jump in to Jono's juggernaut right now. He's currently searching for gold. There's gold in them there hills. Yes, we won't hear from him again if he secures some big nuggets up there. But he's gone to Chile for his request this week. Los Revolucionarios Evolucionarios from Santiago in Chile. These guys are the elder statesmen of the Chilean ska scene. They formed way back in 1989. They've had a few hiatuses over the journey, but in 2021, they put out this absolute cracker. It's called Rude Boys. Thanks, Jono!
Yo lo ofrendo y hago frente y a boxear. Rudy Boy ganador, el respeto me lo gano con valor. Busco entre la garra y la sangre de sus dientes. Le muelo la cabeza en el suelo de mi gente y a esperar que se meta otro imbécil para poder practicar un poco más. Falta el respeto y lo golpeo con la frente y apostar. Si se para con sus piernas en las quiebras, se las lleva su mamá. Que pase el siguiente o dos juntos si prefieren. Un boina negra, un bikini, igual les hago frente y apostar. No resisten dos minutos, puñetazos, cabezazos de este par. Los tatuajes me dan poder.
Written on the wall, I'm on the roof, I'm about to fall. gonna capsize this ship I'm on. It's fucking sinking, so we all sink along. I remember everything I said. Losses of my life waiting for my death. Welcome to the unknown. Listen to these sins and I will return. I'm gonna let this happen again. I'm gonna sit back and drink with my friends. I'm gonna let this happen again. No, it won't happen again. I'm gonna let this happen again. I'm gonna sit back and drink with my friends. I'm gonna let this happen again. No, it won't happen again. Ain't like a vision that's keeping me here. Comprehend the situation, make things clear. I'm paralyzed but not through fear. Setting up the move and I'm shifting into gear. I remember everything I said. Crisis of my life waiting for my death. Welcome to the unknown. Listen to these sins and I will atone. I'm gonna let this happen again. I'm gonna stand back and bring in my friends. I'm gonna let this happen again. No, it won't happen again. I'm gonna let this happen again. I'm gonna sit back and drink with my friends. I'm gonna let this happen again. No, it won't happen again.
Hardio's hit for this week. Trashed again out of Newcastle, New South Wales. They have a brand new album and Mark Hardio is loving it. It's called Here Comes the Riff Raff. I chose Happen Again. Trashed Again, not really a ska band, but there is loads of ska influences throughout this album. It's a good listen. Really, really is. So thanks to Mark for bringing Trashed Again to my attention, but I didn't know they had a new album coming out. And like I said, it is a damn good listen. So get your ear holes round. Here comes the Riff Raff. Thanks to Mark up there in Tenambit in New South Wales. Before that, Los Raffel... Los Re... Los... It's late, it is. Now I've got the giggles. Los Revolucionarios Evolucionarios from Santiago in Chile. Their 2021 single, Rude Boys. And that is Jono's Juggernaut for this week. John Irving up there in Wollongong, but he's not in Wollongong tonight. He's in, I don't know, the foothills of Victoria somewhere, fossicking for gold, trying to build himself a better life for himself, for us, for anyone involved. I'm sure Jono, if he finds that massive nugget, he's going to share it with all of us. I don't care if he does or not. I hope he finds gold because he deserves it. He really, really does. All right, we've done the first part of the request team. Let's jump in to the new releases right now. And I'm telling you what, there is some absolute bloody belters in this lot. There really, really is. Don Letts, the legendary producer, has worked with, I'm pretty sure he worked with the Specials, was definitely part of Big Audio Dynamite, worked with Bob Marley. I'm sure, look, it's mountains of people he's worked with. Unbelievably, he's been in the industry, I'm suggesting probably 50-ish, or 50 years. Let's just throw it out there, 50-odd years, right? This week, he has just released his first solo album. Yes, he has. Out of Sync is the name of the album. I have chosen a track called The Doorman. There is, honestly, something on this album for everyone. It has really surprised me. I've played it a couple of times already, and every track surprises me. I could have chosen three or four, like, ska tracks, because he's not really an out-and-out ska guy either. Bit of dub, bit of reggae, bit of all sorts in there. So, man, it's good. I heartily recommend you go and check out Out of Sync by Don Letts, his first solo album. This is called The Doorman. I bloody love this tune as well.
Strike that brethren and run it from the top.
Here she comes again, it's nearly 3 a.m. I'm standing in the rain. Everybody's friend, I've seen a million faces, stars before my eyes. There's a mirror. To help me out, now ain't that a sin? I used to spend a whole night letting people in. All the pretty faces, the princes and the queens, the chauffeur limousine. I don't know how
Destroyers from Taipei, Taiwan. Not really a ska band, although they seem to be moving in that direction. They formed in the beginning of 2012, and they are known for their incredibly catchy pop punk-esque songs and high-energy performances. So, the influence from Western punk rock clearly shows, and now they're embracing ska. So please, check out Destroyers from Taiwan. I'm hoping, because that sounds really, really cool, I'm hoping they do more ska-esque tunes. That is a Ska Nation Radio with Beefy debut for Destroyers. Very good, very nice. Before that, Don Letts got a new album out. His debut solo album is called Out of Sync. I chose The Doorman off the album. And like I said, please check it out because there is something on there for everyone. If you're a reggae man, a dub man, reggae girl, dub girl, if you're human, if you love this style of music, and I'm guessing if you've listened to me this far, you probably are, then check it out. Don Letts, Out of Sync. You just heard The Doorman. Alrighty, let's go to Brazil. Yes, one of my favorite Brazilian ska bands of recent times. There are quite a few to choose from, but I do like these guys a lot. They're called Abracadabra. I think this is kind of the third recent release of these guys, so I'm assuming there's an album coming very, very soon. This is No Strings Attached. Abracadabra.
Don't try to tell me what you believe in. I bet you didn't think that I'd make it this far. You're running your mouth while you still got yourself to figure out. Don't blame me for your disposition. I didn't have a hand in how you turned out. You ride around town while you still got yourself to figure out. Before you call, I finally feel the way this time. Gotta focus on the way I could be, not just what I feel I should be.
I didn't even think that I'd make it this far. I ride around town while I still got myself to figure out. Was worth being told, I know now. I finally feel the breath this time. Gotta focus on the way I could be, not just what I fear I should be. I'm marching to my own beat now. A couple years and I'll be gone. Just enough to stay so long and then run away. Yorkers and West Hills, yeah. We won't stop anyway. Climbing down the place that we belong. And it wouldn't be the same if we were gone.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Walk on, I walk on. The time for new starts is
Good is that? The Kilograms out of Boston. Joe Gittleman and crew, formerly of Mighty Mighty Bosstones. The latest single of their forthcoming album is called Battles. Man, that's so good. I think we've played three tracks off that album already. If you're still kind of missing Mighty Mighty Bosstones, the Kilograms are going quite some way, and Joe's solo stuff as well, going some way into kind of papering over the cracks of that longing for the Bosstones sound. Alrighty? The album Beliefs and Thieves is coming out April the 4th, so we don't have to wait too long. If you jump on the Kilograms Bandcamp page, I think there's four tracks off the album available. Pretty sure we played three of them already. But that Battles, oh man, such a good tune. Talking about good tunes, title holder out of New York City! What a quaffy! What a tune! Time Won't Stop. Congratulations, Matt Sullivan and Hired Help. I think, I'm not sure whether he's still got a permanent band or whether he's still kind of ringing in a few to help him out, but man, that's a good tune. Time Won't Stop. I'll be playing that on high rotation in my car. Love it. Congratulations, Matt. I reckon you've done some belters so far, but I'm pretty sure that is the best one yet. If you happen to be in New York, New Jersey, up that way, May the 30th. Oh, it's a little way off. I thought it was March 30th. Sorry. May 30th. Title holder are playing with Springheel Jack and Backyard Superheroes at the Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck, New Jersey. Yeah, if you want to go and see Title Holder and Springheel Jack and Backyard Superheroes as well, we played quite a lot on this show, then get along. Put that in your diaries. May 30. Great band. Loving that. Congratulations, like I said. Not blowing smoke up your bum. That is, I reckon that's the best one you've done so far. Abracadabra before that, at a Curitiba in Brazil. Latest single from those guys, No Strings Attached. Another belter as well. New releases. How good. So you know I do a top 30 of the year, always the first show in January. As I go along, the new releases, everything else I put on there, the ones that I'm considering are going to get in the top 30, I kind of star on my playlist, right? Four out of those five, I have starred for the shortlist. It's not bad, is it? 8% strike rate. The standard of ska music is through the roof right now. It really, really is. Everyone is outdoing each other by just banging out high quality, danceable tunes. Remember, that's the bottom line. Got to be danceable. Now, talking about danceable, let's get into the second half of the request team, shall we? Oh, yes, we shall. We're going to go to Belgium for something very, very different. And the only instructions I give to the request team is that it is something a bit different. You know, we don't want to continually hear the specials, Real Big Smith. That's this Japanese, the US Japanese tribute band, Real Big Smith. Oh, that's tickled me. Real Big Fish, Bosstones, The Beat. We don't want to continuously hear those guys. We want something different. And lovely Jen has absolutely nailed it with this one. The band are called The Employees. They didn't have too many releases. They were around from about 1979, lasted a few years, went on a bit of hiatus for about 10 years, and put an album called Radio Debris in 1993, and then there was a single in 96 called Dandelions. But we're going to go back to the start of The Employees. Their debut single was called Pick It Up. It didn't even feature on their debut album. So think of that what you will. Thanks, Jen. This is an awesome choice. It really is. I love it when stuff like this happens. From Brussels in Belgium, The Employees. This is from 1980. It is just called Pick It Up.
I was walking down the street one day. I was walking down the street one day. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I saw a man with a pick the fucker on. I saw a man with a pick the fucker on. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Funny hat and a pinstripe suit. He had a funny hat and a pinstripe suit. Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's a go-ton man, it's a monkey man. It's a go-ton man, that's all he can.
Smoking a bit.
everything you want with Bernadette City. Dropping them reggae bass lines that are fucking quick and gritty. This isn't a lesson, this is more like a test. If you're rolling with the pennies, then you're rolling with the best. We've always got the crew, yeah. We've always got the crew, yeah. We're always on for a hot tattoo. Let's go!
Phoenix City!
Well, strangely enough, that's the second time we've heard from the Bennies tonight, and that's normally not my go, but why the hell not? Green Mix City, chosen by Millwall Paul, yeah, mate! Off their Heavy Disco album 2014. Before that, The Employees from Brussels in Belgium from 1980. Pick it up. Lovely Jam picked The Employees, Millwall Paul picked the Bennies. Millwall Paul's and Lovely Jan's Magic Memories for this week. Awesome. Great choices. Love that. Green Mix City and Burnout City. Very similar in vibe from the Bennies. And there's a theme happening here. There really, really is. The Bennies will be playing in Frankston on the 19th of April. Headlining some festival or another to do with drugs. I don't condone that type of thing. Ah, there you go. Stoner Fest, I think it's called. It's at, I haven't got it in front of me. I can't remember. I didn't write it down last time I announced it. So no point starting something I don't mean to go on with. Crazy. Well, it's getting a little bit late here in Melbourne, so I've got to bring home Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. It is the world's number one ska radio show. It is the world's number one ska radio show for a reason. Diversity, 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 and bloody good music. Shall we have some specials? This is a live version of A Message to You, Rudy.
Message to you, Rudy. A message.
60 feet. He fucks up squids on a regular basis. 63 tons is the max weight of the males. And they can hold their breath for 90 minutes. That's why Ahab couldn't do it. Seriously, Ahab needed to get laid. And they eat a ton of food every day. It's not hyperbole as they say. Literally a metric ton of food per day. Anyway, he's a goddamn sperm whale. And he's got glasses. He's a goddamn sperm whale. He's gonna kick your ass. He's a goddamn sperm whale. You better run real fast. He's a goddamn sperm whale. Well, they got mass quantities of spermaceti. Scientists think they use it like a machete. Anyway, that's how the sperm whales got their name. And they got the largest brain of any species. That's how they use their telekinesis. Yeah, that's right, they can move shit with their minds. And what's the deal with that blowhole? They shoot out lava just like a volcano. Only when they're hungry, horny, or bored. And he's got laser vision coming out of his eyes. He'll piss him off or he'll fry you alive. You won't see no prisoners by his side. Anyway, he's a goddamn sperm whale. And he's got glasses. He's a goddamn sperm whale. He's gonna kick your ass. He's a goddamn sperm whale. You better run real fast. He's a goddamn sperm whale.
Late at night, he comes out of the water. He stalks the land, hunting for koalas. And when he has had his fill, he flies away.
In case you doubt our learning media, for facts were pulled from Wikipedia. Some citation might be fucking needed. Anyway, he's a goddamn sperm whale. Gonna kick your ass. He's a goddamn sperm whale. You better run real fast. He's a goddamn sperm whale. Yeah, it's a fact. He's a
I'm
Tune that is 1964, Justin Hines and the Dominoes, Kerry Go Bring Come. Man, that's good. You forget how good these tunes from the early 60s really are. And to think that is 61 years old. Yeah, man, that's 61 years old. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Bucko 9 live version of Mad Town, Mad Street off their 28 Teeth album, 1997. Bit of Pleidosaurus Rex. Pleidosaurus Rex, I suppose, if you're in America. It's Goddamn Sperm Whale, the whale song. 2012, I reckon that might have come out. Specials. Message to You, Rudy, live version. How good's that? And that's kind of it. That's it for show number 607 of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of what we call here Beefy Ska Cult. What a show. What a show. I'm kind of still fired up, and we're kind of 2¾ hours in. Absolutely crazy stuff. Well, you can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter and Facebook. Just look up Ska Nation Radio. I am now on Instagram, influencing the kids around the world with my 17 followers. Oh, yeah, just look up Beefy's Ska Club. Yes, I'm there doing all sorts of influential things. In all seriousness, on the social media pages, the playlists are all there. The replays of the shows via podcasts are there. Ska Nation Radio is available on all podcast platforms except for one that has a big green circle as the logo. All right, stick clear of the big green circle. I advise to follow as many bands as you can on the old Bandcamp. And remember, if you buy just one, yeah, just one album, that is the equivalent to anything between 5,000 and 20,000 individual plays on the Green Circle. All right? That's how much. In fact, a lot of the bands that we play, local bands especially, if they don't generate over 1,000 plays per song, they don't get nothing from the Green Circle. That's how, I'm going to say disgraceful, because I'm going to mince my words, because Spotify have been known to go after radio announcers, okay? I know I'm small fry, but they are not treating the people that make their platform what it is. They are not paying their way, okay? So remember, one album on Bandcamp, all that money goes directly to the bands, is the equivalent of anything between 5,000 and 20,000 individual plays of tracks on the Green Circle. It's great business from bloody Spotify. It is awful the way they're treating the bands. Alrighty? There should be a lot more even distribution. They're sending money to acts that are making millions and millions of dollars. They don't need the extra money. It should be filtered down to the little guy. I know there's a lot of little guys out there, but it should be fairer in terms of distribution of income. That is for sure. Gigs. Another one of my high horse issues. If you know you're going to go to a gig, please buy your tickets as early as possible. I am not talking about your high-end gigs. They will always go ahead. Although, if you've read about Gene Simmons this week, then gigs will not go ahead due to poor ticket sales, especially when you're charging way over the odds for who you are. So, please, buy your tickets as early as you possibly can. That way, bands will know they're going to do a gig. Bands will know they're going to get paid for a gig. Venues will know they're going to probably make some money putting a live music band on. And promoters will know they're not going to do their nut by trying to promote live shows. So please, buy your tickets as early as you can and make sure gigs do happen. Because when they get cancelled, and I've mentioned about DZ Death Rays, I've mentioned about Mad Caddies cancelling a whole UK tour, bands want to know that they're going to make some money by doing gigs. Bands will play in front of nobody, by the way. If they know it's not going to cost them money, they'll play anywhere. And they regularly do. But it is our duty to support these bands, support the venues. Live music venues are closing all over Australia. Actually, they're closing all over the UK. Not too sure about what's happening in the States, but when it's happening here in the UK, it generally is followed on from the States, or the States will follow. Now, once live venues close, it is nigh on impossible to open a new live music venue nowadays. The red tape involved is very, very difficult. If you do open a live music venue, there is so many hoops you have to jump through, and it costs a lot of money to jump through them and make sure you tick all the boxes. So please support the local live music venues. They are doing it tough right now, so it is the least we can do. Buy tickets early. Buy an extra ticket if you can afford it. I know times are tough. I accept that. Mate, I'm doing it tough as well. I really am. And news will follow next week about that. Buy an extra ticket if you can. Take a friend. Give them the experience of seeing live music and fun live music and going in and having a good time. Buy drinks. Buy food at the venues. Just support them. That's all I can ask. Otherwise, like I said, we will lose live music. And mate, as someone who grew up on live music, you know, week in, week out, we can't lose live music. Your big bands, I will keep saying this again because there's lots of individuals out there and whatever. Your big bands that are on tours today that we go and see and pay shitloads of money for started in local pubs and clubs. Very, very few bands started doing arena tours without any history. A lot of the boy bands did, yes. girl bands as well. A lot of the manufactured bands did. Not your Green Days, you know? Not your Darknesses. Not, I was going to say someone that was in a boy band, but you know where I'm coming from, right? Your Jets, your Living Ends, INXS's, all started in local pubs and clubs. So please, we've got to support our local live music venues, because without those venues, there's no pathway to becoming bigger and bigger and opening yourself up to the rest of the world. So that's it. Alrighty. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, for downloading, for being part of Beefy Ska Cult. Please keep spreading the gospel of ska. I really, really do appreciate all the kind words that people send me each and every week about this show. It is humbling. It really is humbling. And I'm glad that I can bring a little bit of joy to your week. And like I said, for you to spend some time with me, I really, really do appreciate it. Alrighty, I will be back. Same time, same place, same channel. Please, 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 stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. I've been Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
this weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.